Oh, That's all we got.
You crazy kids.
I think we shocked them.
You did. Did
Christmas song
up? I don't know. I was trying to follow along. I heard some Christmas stuff in there. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Well, may the God of all grace surround us today as we magnify His name on such a beautiful Christmas Eve morning, right? I mean, it's beautiful. I think the weather's going to change tomorrow. So those of you that are getting bicycles and skateboards and motorbikes, you're going to be disappointed. I remember those Christmases. What a wonderful day it is to be in the house of the Lord. It's so good to see each and every one of you today as we worship today. And we're going to worship a little different today. There's going to be mainly in celebration and in music. You're going to hear a lot of music and some poems and all of that today. The children will do something as we celebrate together. So the pastor and Joy are very sick today. And so that is why I am here. And so there was originally no preaching to begin with. It was a day of celebration. So no one think that I didn't prepare. So it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day. And so we've gathered. And at this time, we're going to light the fourth Advent candle. And I believe the Finch family is going to do the honors today.
Allison, you're supposed to cause a distraction. It was supposed to be here. I got pulled up on my phone. I'm sorry. All right. Today we light the fourth candle of Advent wreath, the candle of love. This week, Advent Bible reading is from Luke 1, 46 through 55. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked with favor on the lowliness of His servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. His mercy is for those who fear from Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy, according to the promise He made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." During this season of giving, we pause to open our hearts, our minds, our spirits, to receive God's blessing, to proclaim with Mary, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." We have witnessed God's restitution in the midst of brokenness. We have prepared ourselves for Christ's coming. We have proclaimed with faith the promise of God's generous righteousness. Let us pray. God of love, now we stand with welcome hearts, waiting to receive our spirit's hunger for the coming of hope. Fill us with restoring love. Prepare us for the coming of Your holy child. Encourage us to proclaim the good news to all people. Prepare us to receive Your gift. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Eric just informed me that he will need to get glasses. And I said, "Well, son, you're getting on." Thank you so much. How beautiful that was, from such a beautiful family too. So such an amazing, amazing thing. All right, we're going to stand and sing our call to worship today. And it's verses 1 through 4 of 211. Stand and sing. Gates, 213.
Jesus.
As we get to such a solemn time in our service, as we always do, we approach the Lord with praises and thanksgivings upon our lips today. And just asking today, is there anyone here who would like to give God glory, anything for praise today before we approach in supplication? Anyone today? Anyone have a praise? Yes, Marlene.
Thanking God that we were involved in a wreck this week. Those crashes.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, yes, praise the Lord. We're glad you're not hurt. Anyone else with a praise today? Yes, ma'am.
Our Christmas this year is going to look a lot different than last year. And at least one of the boys is here. Well, but two boys are here, but two out of three are here today.
Wonderful. Praise the Lord. Yes. Yes, I am.
Linda is continuing to improve and hopefully will be coming home this next week.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. To her house.
Yes, right, right. Wonderful. Wonderful. Anyone? Yes, Jessica.
I'm super excited. We don't have either one of the boys home for Christmas this year. However, Dylan is in California visiting his future in-laws, and so the boys are actually going to get to spend some time together for Christmas. So that's really exciting that if they can't be home, they can at least be together.
Wonderful, yes. Great. Yes, yes, ma'am.
It was a real blessing to me to see a posting on Facebook yesterday of Eric Finch getting ready to fix college for New Year's.
I know it, and I was so glad he did it outside or his house would still be stinking. Helen Elizabeth told me he was doing it. I said, oh my goodness, I hope they're not doing all that in the house. And she said, no, they're doing it outside.
I'm thankful for the pretty weather.
Yes. And Mar would be so proud. I mean, how amazing is that? It made me smile when I saw it. Praise the Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Just wanted to mention that we really I had a great, I think everyone did, time last Sunday when we went to Rosewood. That was
yes, it was.
That was a wonderful reason for one of the reasons for the season.
That's right. If you were not able to come, you should make an effort if we go again. It's such a blessed time. And I know for just an hour and 15 minutes, we brought a lot of joy to people we don't even know through song and through gifts and visitation, talking to them, putting decorations on their doors. It was such a blessing. And I was truly blessed too, Becky. And thank you for that. Praise the Lord for that. Such a heart for people to serve here. And I give the Lord glory for that today. Yes, sir.
We have some visitors among us this morning, and we are honored to have them. Very much welcome.
Yes, that's right. We have some visitors. Are those the people in front of you, I'm assuming, when you're talking? We pointed them out. So glad to see you, and so glad you chose to be in worship today. And if you come to see Chris today, you're going to be disappointed. But I hope you and pray that you feel the presence of the Lord and love here today as we gather together. Welcome any all of our visitors, anyone that's here visiting today. Anyone else to give God glory today? Any praise or testimony? Yes, ma'am.
I have two. The daycare had their program live in Tivoli last Sunday. It was in the sanctuary, and it was full. I mean, it was grateful and a blessing to see everyone here. Also, for those who don't know, Dr. Newman and his wife, who've been attending our church the last couple of months, we've worked together for about 15, 20 years. He is retiring this week, and I just want to tell him personally thank you for what the impact you had on my career as Farmer Regional. Great teacher, and the smile that you see on his face
yes.
now, and the smile he had every day when he came.
Yes, well, praise the Lord, and congratulations on your retirement. And obviously, you made an impact on many people. That's probably more important than anything that you did. Hallelujah. And so thankful for the daycare and those who they bring to the church, right? Anyone else to give God glory today? Any testimonies? A prayer concerns who would be on your heart today? Anyone specific? Yes, ma'am.
Mike Blakeney, my cousin, is in the hospital. Surgery done over. There was infection, and he's also got the flu, so he's in very bad shape.
Yeah, a lot of people who have the flu and are sick right now, I know that. So obviously we want to be praying for Chris and Joy and how they will have to stay away from folks for a few days. And, well, that's the time of year you don't really want to do that, right? I'm praying for Mike today. Who else is on your heart? Yes, ma'am.
Continue to pray for Dad. He's in a new rehab facility. He's at White Oak at North Grove. He's doing good. He's getting better PT. And we're just praying for continued motivation and strength for him.
Praying for Butch today, yes.
And for Zach. He has the flu. That's why he's not with us today.
Who else is on your heart today? Yes, Terry.
Family of Elaine Wisher, who died.
Elaine Wisher, yes. Terry?
The McCrady family lost their home in a fire last night, and several members are in the hospital today.
Oh, my. What was their last name?
McCrady.
McCrady family, yes. Young lady?
The Blanchard family.
Blanchard family, yes. Anyone else is on your heart today? Anyone specific? Any specific need? Well, let us go to the Lord in prayer today in thanksgivings, praising His name. Let us pray. Lord, what an amazing day it is. But the truth be told, what an amazing day with You it is every day. But today seems something special, as there's anticipation and sometimes even mystery in the air. But see, we know the story. And we have that privilege of knowing of how much You loved us. And what is coming and what it means. And I don't think there's one of us in this room that can say there's something we can give You or share with You other than our lives that thanks You for what You have done. That You would look down and love us so much. Something so simple that we seem to make so complicated. We thank You for that. We thank You for life. We thank You today for keeping us safe when we're in harm's way or when joy is brought to our heart from the witness and lives of others. We thank You for a life well lived. We thank You when we're all here, all around that table. Lord, we thank You for the daycare and pray that it makes an impact on those young people that are there. So much, Lord. We could sit here all day thanking You. Lord, You heard our prayers today as we named the people that are sick among us. Family members and neighbors and loved ones who have the flu, or COVID, or recovering from surgery. Who've lost their home from fire. Lord, we specifically pray for Linda today, thanking that she's almost home. We pray for Butch. We pray for Mike. We pray for the McCrady family. We pray for those that are upon our hearts. Hear our prayers today, Lord, for those that are so dear to us, things that stirred us so. And Lord, in unison today, we say together this beautiful model prayer. Not that it's magic, Lord, but it's a model. It's a template for how we approach You, the things we ask of You, how we acknowledge who You are. For that is what is important. We ask You to bless this service and bless the words as we say them together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Quite a few announcements today, and the simplest thing is to get the bulletin. You have one too, I hope. First off, that we will have a Christmas Eve service at 5 p.m. today. It will be a brief service, but a very solemn and sweet service as we gather together in celebration. So that is at 5 p.m. today. We would love to see everyone here as we bless the Lord through our gathering and celebrate together. There's a slate of things throughout the week will be canceled. There's no Bible study on Tuesday. Prayer time on Thursday. It will be no prayer time Thursday. And we also want to remind everyone of a week from Monday, the Beans and Greens New Year's lunch. And it used to, years ago, it raised money for the cemetery committee. Is that still what it does? Yes, wonderful. Please come and get your plate of fixings. And that will be from 11:30 to 1:30. Can you eat it here as well as go? Is that right? Yeah, okay. Any, you'd like to add some more details?
There's a
please.
Sign that sheet going around of items that are needed. Up in the front pew by Judy Bain, they do have the hand painted lids for what they're fixing. Just write on the lid what it is. And if it's black eyed peas, don't have them with sooty, or you'll lose half that sooty.
That's right, and you might not get coinage next year. It's a joke. Everybody relax.
I have a brief announcement.
Yes, please.
Every year at this time, the church likes to present a little brief token of our appreciation to some people who do a lot for us. Becky is one of those people.
Merry Christmas, Becky. Merry Christmas.
And Duncan is certainly one of those people.
Merry Christmas.
And of course, Pastor Chris and Joy, but you don't have to be present to win.
I'll hold on to it for him.
I'll keep it.
Oh, my. Well, thanks to everyone who makes the mechanized part of the inner workings of the church go, and we thank you, especially Becky and to you, Mother, and for Chris and Joy as well. We thank you. Wonderful. All right, Beans and Greens. Nothing this week. 5 o'clock this evening for a candlelight service. What else did I miss? Jessica, yes.
I just wanted to stand up and say thank you for the outpouring for our Advent focus this year. We had three amazing ministries that as a church we chose to support, and each week we were able to deliver to Miracle Hill, to the nursing home last week, and this week with the Carolina Pregnancy Center, and then Pepper International as well. And so there's just been a huge support, and we just it's just amazing. Our church is just mission-focused and so people-oriented. It's a blessing to be able to be a part of that every year. And this is the last day we're collecting for the Carolina
Turkeys. That's right. Praise the Lord. That would have been the biggest praise. And sometimes I get wound up in nothing. But you're right. That was such a wonderful time of Advent and the outpouring of those. And today we'll be collecting for the Carolina Pregnancy Center. Or if you'd like to make a monetary donation, you can specify on your check or put it in an envelope. And put it in the offering plate along with your tithe. So thankful for that. And praise the Lord for hearts of giving people here. So mission focused. And it's a wonderful, it's beautiful. Any other announcement that I've missed? Anything that I've missed? I feel like I've missed something, but maybe I haven't. All right. Well, let us receive the Lord's tithes and offerings today. If the ushers would come forward. Gracious Lord, we give thanks to you. You are the giver of good gifts. Lord, we bring our tithes to you today. We set them upon your altar, giving thanks to you. Praying that they bless you, Lord, that they're pleasing to you. That they advance your kingdom through this body called one throne. You stir our hearts, Lord, for you love a cheerful giver. Bless this offering, we pray, and bless this time. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Stand for the reading of the gospel today. I hesitated to see because I wasn't sure if someone was asked to read or not. Wonderful. Hear the words. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month, and with her who was called barren. Nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. This is what we believe. Thanks be to God. Let us present our offering to the Lord. Let's sing a hymn. Let us stand and sing 218. 218 in your hymn. 218. Celebrate today the beautiful day of Christmas Eve with the music and poetry, and we're going to begin with the children and allow them to present something to us. I now.
It is an honor and a privilege to share God's word, especially with the youngest of us. sitting in the room beside me. Okay.
Can you get around?
And we have.
Hang on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We always begin with the Shema from Deuteronomy. So let's do Hear, O Israel.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy mind. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
And we are learning things about Him. We learn first that He is eternal with no beginning and no
ending.
And we have learned recently a big word.
Omniscient.
Which means that He knows
everything.
And we have a verse for that. 1 John 3:20b. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. In Revelation 4:11, there is a verse that says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Well, several years ago, someone put music to this. And, of course, I had to put motions to this. So we're going to sing it without accompaniment. But you can go ahead and get your black book out, page 2041, because we're going to all sing it together after we sing it for you a cappella. Okay, ready?
Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created, hast all things created, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they were created. Thou art worthy, O Lord.
To share with you. It's called Jesus, Baby Jesus. Jesus, Baby Jesus, of a virgin mother born, laid in manger cradle, wrapped in swaddling clothes and warm. Birth cry in a darkened stable, in the inn, no room. Jesus, baby Jesus, Son of God, to share earth's gloom. Jesus, how the angels with delight the story told to Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds at their fold, full of light, the heavens as they chanted, peace on earth. Jesus, baby Jesus, what glad news, a Savior's birth. Wise men came to see him, having seen his star afar, brought their gifts of precious gold and frankincense and myrrh. Herod heard, was troubled, could not kill the holy child. Jesus, baby Jesus, King and priest and Savior mild. Jesus, baby Jesus, Son of God and Son of Man, tempted, poor, and suffering. No one knows us as he can. Holy, righteous, blameless, fitting sacrifice complete. By his blood atonement, God and sinners in him meet. Jesus, baby Jesus, there's a cross along the way. Born to die for sinners, born for crucifixion day and resurrection day, and coming again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords day. Hallelujah.
Oh, wasn't that good? I know somebody's going to go home and go, that sure didn't feel like church. But it does feel like church. Hallelujah. Bringing praises to the Lord. Those children up there, and thank you, Inel, for what you do for them. Sam, would you please come and bless us with a song or two? Yes, don't be shy. This is going to be a real treat. Joyful noise to the Lord. Hallelujah for that. Does anyone else have a poem or a song they'd like to sing? Ernie, you have a poem this morning?
I've got a bunch of
that. We know you do. Is it a Christmas poem? Is it a Christmas poem?
I could preach that, you know, like pulling something from my hat. Can I do it up there?
Yes, do you have a Christmas poem?
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's what I asked. I'm sorry.
What I meant by saying Christmas poem. I got to lunge it in.
How about giving us a Christmas poem?
I'll do it. Okay, this one is titled His Hands. His hands reached out to his mother as she watched him in wonder and awe. The hands that would one day be calloused by the touch of a hammer and saw. The hands that would hold small children, heal the sick and the blind and the lame, and drive out the money changers when into God's temple he came. The hands that would touch a madman and drive out the devils within, with the hands that were nailed to an old rugged cross, to pardon and free me from sin. One day I will stand before him, and I'll hear him say, "Heaven is thine." And I'll walk with my hand in the nail-scarred hand of my Savior, Jesus Divine.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Okay. Well, Mary Ann was going to sing with us today, but she is not feeling well from what I understand. So if you get to watch, we sure miss you, Mary Ann. Would y'all like to come forward and we'll sing? We're going to sing some familiar songs, and I would encourage you to sing along with us. We're not up here to entertain. We're here to join in with you. And so please sing along with us.
Certain to shepherds and fields as they lay. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. In Bethlehem in Israel this blessed babe was born, and laid within a manger upon this blessed morn. The witch's mother Mary did nothing take in scorn. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Woe, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. And when they came to Bethlehem, our dear their Savior lay, they found him in a manger where oxen feed on hay. His mother Mary's kneeling down unto the Lord did pray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Now to the Lord sing praises, all you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas all other doth deface. Woe, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Woe, tidings of comfort and joy. Thank you.
Excellent, girl. Excellent.
Love it. Thank you, girls. So glad you sang along, too. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. So much to be thankful for. All right, let's see what we have now. Anyone else? Anyone else like to sing? Well, we're going to close with two hymns then. We're going to begin with, making sure I get this right, 230. I do. Let's stand and sing together, hymn 230.
Thank you.
I see this was a good day.
That's right, the bread and the word of God. You think about it, everything we did today glorified you. So really, what more can we do? A
little unconventional. Please remember at 5 o'clock today, and we'll have a brief candlelight service for those who would like to come. We'd love to have you. Thankful for everybody, all the prayers, praises, all the singing and poems, good stuff. We're almost there. Thank you, Mother. Such a blessing. That last hymn, I think, threw us all kilter. I don't even know that hymn. You know. Look there, if I had the book in my hand, I would have no idea how that tune would have went. Who picked that hymn out?
Christmas.
May the Lord give you peace. May this Christmas be your best Christmas. If this Christmas be your first Christmas without someone, let it be full of joy, not sorrow. Give God thanks, not only for what He has done through what we celebrate on Christmas Day, but through the lives that were lived in your life. And may you go and be blessed. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.